Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, your sponsor, Louis Nishman, Sarim Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis teaches the idea of Nikitas Chayfetz, that when one is doing Shavuos at Dayanim, they make him hold the Sefer Torah and do the Shavuos on the Sefer Torah. The Gemara concludes that a person can hold Tefillin as well, but Lechatchila should be a Sefer Torah, at the Mechachim can hold Tefillin. What is the idea of holding a Sefer Torah, Nikitas Chayfetz, when you do the Shavuah? So the Ramban, in a Sefer called Ha'emuno V'Habitochen, in Perek Yutes, where he goes through the Aseres HaDibros, he explains that this is really what's part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Loisiso Eshem Hashem Lekecha Lashov. Should not use the name of Hashem in vain, including Shavuah. Now why does it say Loisiso, not Loisishova? Loisis is Loshin Nesiyah, picking up. Why are you mentioning Dafka this Loshin? Says the Ramban, here is the remez that when you're saying the Shvuah, when a person is giving an oath, he needs to carry in his hands a Sefer Torah. Now, why a Sefer Torah? Says the Ramban, because the Sefer Torah is the call of Sefer Torah Shmois HaShakosh Baruch Hu. The name of Hashem appears in the Sefer Torah. So the literal meaning of the pasuk is Loisis Hashem Lekecho. Don't pick up the name of Hashem when you're saying an oath. Don't pick up the Sefer Torah. It says the Ramban, this is also what it means, that you could use tefillin or any other mitzvah. Because when you're using a mitzvah is an aver, is a limb of the Sefer Torah. And we mele the kiyum of loisis Hashem lekecho, that the shvuah is menisias shame, picking up a Sefer Torah, can be miskayim when you're picking up a mitzvah. Now, what is the purpose of having Nikitas Chayfetz? Why do you have to have both? To say the Shavuah and also to hold the Sefer in your hand. So the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, Devarim Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem, Parshas Hazinu, on the Pasuk that says, Ki Eso Shamayim Yodi V'omarti Chaya Noichi Loilom. So the Vilna Gaon mentions there's two Shavuahs over here. Eso Shamayim Yodi Chaya Noichi Loilom. Why do you have two? Says the Vilna Gaon, because the same way when we're doing a Shavuah, we're Nishboim Ba'Hashem, U'B'Nikitas Chayfetz, we have a Shavuah Ba'Hashem and carrying a Sefer Torah, so that's why you have always two. As the Vilna Gaon says, the whole world is created with Amiro and Asiyo, V'Yomer Elokim, V'Ya'as Elokim. And you have two Luchos, the right Luach and the left Luach. You have two Torahs, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. You always have duality. So you have also duality in the Shavuah. So Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, on his Biur on Aderes Eliyahu, which is called Be'er Yitzchok, over there explains, that we know what's brought down in Sefer Yetzirah, there's two brisos, there's two covenants that we have. We have Bris HaLoshen and we have Bris HaMohar. Bris HaLoshen, it refers to the Diburim that we have to learn and keep the Torah. And Bris HaMohar is the Bris Milo that we have on the body. And he says the idea is that the Bris HaLoshon refers to the Diburim of a person. The Bris HaMohar refers to the Maisim of a person. At Keneged there we have two Shavuos. We have a Shavuah Bepeh, that person is Nishba Ba'Hashem, and there is a Shavuah B'Nikitas Chayfetz, meaning you have to, in the same time, holding a Chayfetz, that's the Maiseh. And he explains, we're going to see Be'ez Hashem the next daf, the next Shor Machshava, the idea that the world shook it up when there is the Shavuah, because this Shavuah is the Yesod of the whole world. It is the Bris HaLoshon, which is the Elyonim, and the Bris HaMohar, which is the Achtonim. And in general, this is the Chalukah of Torah and Maises, as the Vilna Gaon mentions. Torah is the actual Torah that we speak. Torah includes all the mitzvahs, everything is included in the Torah. And the Maises, including the Bris Milah, Bris is Gematria, Tafrei Shud Beis, together with the Mila itself, is Taryag, is connected all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Shavuah is a koil of the whole, everything. It's koil the Elyonim and Tachtonim, and that's the Shavuah Bepeh, and the Shavuah, the Maise, with holding on a Sefer Torah. In Tzarev to this, the Divrei Hashem is Shmuel, in Shavuos, Yer Tafrei Shain Ches, the second day. The Shem Shavuah there brings a He'orah from his father, the Avnei Nezer, who said that we're going to see in the next daf how Shavuah is so chomer, and the whole world was shooken up with the Shavuah. So he asks, but we know Kol HaTorah Kulo, there is a Shavuah. We're going to see also the next daf, we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, there was a Shavuah in every mitzvah of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Mishbi'ah Am Yisrael. So why the mitzvah of Shavuot is different than all other mitzvahs? So answer the Shem Shmuel. All the mitzvahs of the Torah that we have a Shavuot, the Shavuot was not only for the generation of our Sinai, it was for all the generations of Am Yisrael. But all the generations of Am Yisrael did not exist yet, they weren't born yet. So what was the Shavuot for? Who did the Shavuot? The Shavuot was on the Neshama. But how can you do Shavuot on the Neshama without the Guf? Person doesn't do Averis with Neshama only. Says the Shem Shmuel, the pshat is that you're giving a tzivui to the Neshama, you have to do your effort to influence the Guf. Now what happens if the Guf is doing a big Avera? So Adirab, it says that before a person does an Avera, the Neshama leaves the Guf. So really, the Neshama tried his best, but if it wasn't successful, it wasn't successful. So meaning, kol mitzvah shebatorah, the Shavuot is not so strong, because the Shavuot is only in the Neshama. And you can't really come to complain to the Neshama when the Guf doesn't cooperate. But when a person does a Shavuot Shav, so then it's a Shavuot which is done with the Neshama and the Guf together. Because the Shavuot is now, he's in Nishba right now when he's alive. Neshama and Guf together, that's why it's so much more Chomer. The Chomer of the Shavuot is that the Neshama and the Guf are doing the Shavuot together. And if you connect this to the Vilna Gaon is Dvar Nifla Me'ot, because that's what made the pshat, that the Shavuot has the Shavuot Bepeh, and it has Nikitas Chayfetz, you're holding a Chayfetz as well. Because the Chumra of the Shavuot is the Tziruv that you have, Shemayim V'aretz, of Dibur V'maisei, of the Neshama and the Guf together. V'advarim Amukim. More about the Chumra of the Shavuot, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the next year on the next daf. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, so what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.